Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I still got a bad taste in my mouth from last week, bro. Come on, bro. We gotta get our get back, Ricky, boys.
Mission accomplished.
The WGN Radio Football Podcast.
Williams, pressure, throwing, has a man. It is caught! Touchdown! J.J. Walker! Unbelievable!
They don't bat an eye. You don't feel any despair on the sideline from any of the phases. They don't miss a beat. They just keep plucking along, and they know good things will come if we just keep on swinging away.
Looking downfield, watching downfield, going for it all! It's caught! Niners win it! DJ Moore!
I knew it was good. You got that belief. You got that confidence. You got that swagger as offense.
It's the WGN Radio Football Podcast.
Do it better, Ben!
Here's Kevin Powell.
Welcome into a fresh episode of the WGN Radio Football Podcast. Joined again by my good friend Mark Carman from WGN Radio and CHGO. Carm, one of the most exciting Bears games of my life. One of the great Bears weekends of my life. I love seeing all the fan reactions. It was an incredible night at Soldier Field on Saturday.
Yeah, it is truly amazing, KP, that we are here, because I don't know how many of these shows we've done, but we've never done a show that we're going to be doing right now, because this is new territory. The throw was unbelievable. I'm talking about the one to DJ, the catch by Jade, and the read by Caleb to get rid of it when the Packers were bringing the full house to, you know, to tie up the game. I thought they were going to go for two. But hey, you know, Ben bet on the defense there for a second, and he bet on overtime, and Ben is the hero of all Bears fans right now, and certainly mine as well. And, you know, onside kicks, Cairo Santos in the win, and then what you're talking about, Bears fans celebrating everywhere. It's just so fun to see what's going on right now.
It is. It's been such an amazing season. They've had a lot of things go their way. They've created some of that fortune. They sit at 11-4 with two games to go. Currently the second seed in the NFC. Right now, if the playoffs started, it'd be Bears-Packers round three in the postseason. So still a lot to play for, obviously, with playoff seeding and a division title still not locked up. But, man, Carm, nobody predicted this. If anybody was telling you the Bears were winning 11-plus games in the division, it was probably just full-blown meatball Bears fan, which is fine, right? But I was thinking 8-9. I thought maybe 10 wins if things went really well. Things have gone extremely well for the Chicago Bears this year. Are you thinking Super Bowl, Carm? Have you allowed yourself to go there yet?
I mean, look, I had 7-10 at the start of the season, and at 0-2, I had 5-12 at best. I thought this thing was going way off the tracks in a disgusting way. So let's just underline all of that. And now I wouldn't take anything off the table. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is these last two games and where they end up is going to have a big impact on that. Tremaine Edmonds has said that today, and Ben Johnson's talking about, you know, we want to play in front of the fans after the insane atmosphere that was there Saturday night. So, I mean, who really scares you? I mean, I the Rams are going to be a favorite against the Bears. Certainly, they're on the road. Same thing with Seattle. But everything else is going to; those are going to be pick'em games. So, you know, why not? Plus, you know, if you want to be optimistic about this, and why not be optimistic? Bears are getting healthier. Mm-hmm. Tremaine Edmonds is back in the lineup, and he should be better the rest of the way. You would hope. Ben talked about potentially even getting Kyler Gordon back today. That does seem a little pie in the sky. But Rome Odunze, you would think he'll be back for the playoffs. Same thing for Luther Burden. This team is still ascending. They didn't even play particularly well against the Packers in either game. So You would think that there's just more to touch on here. Now, I mean, it is getting short to hit it this year, but there does seem to be, you know, something left there that they can hit another level.
Yeah, and it does still feel like there's massive room for growth with this team, which is exciting. They did not play a great game against Green Bay. The Packers were a major issue. The offense really didn't do much until, once again, Caleb late And he is dangerous late in games, Carm. He has proven it now. It's been even last year, that disaster of a season, he put them multiple times in position to win late in games. He loves that pressure. And I said going into this one, the way the first matchup with Green Bay went up at Lambeau, you could tell how much it was eating at him the way that game ended, the interception. And I was hoping going into this matchup Saturday night, I was like, I hope Caleb has the ball late, because I think if he has the ball late and they have an opportunity to win, he'll find a way, because he loves the spotlight, which is great. Look, 2018 was amazing, right? That was mostly a defense-led team that was dominant. Just a lot of question marks about the quarterback that year. That was a really fun Bears season. I think what excites me here is this: they got their quarterback, Carm, and it looks like they've got their head coach for the long term. Now, I know, you know, Nagy, everybody loved that for a year, and it fizzled, but I've liked Ben Johnson from day one, just the way he approaches all of it, the way he talks about the team, and I believe in Caleb. So I think if we're thinking Super Bowl here, for me, it's the belief in Caleb and Ben Johnson. And also, you mentioned it, this is the most wide open the NFL's been in a long time, right? It was the Patriots' dominance, it was Mahomes and the Chiefs mixing the Eagles a couple of years, but this feels like the most wide-open season I can remember in a long time, Carm. So I am starting to think deep playoff run, maybe Super Bowl.
It's well underlined there. Who scares you the most? Well, normally it would be Kansas City. And last year it would be like Philly. It's no way you're beating the Eagles. Well, they've already beaten the Eagles. No. And Philly is playing better the last couple of weeks. They probably do have a much better game if somehow, some way, the Bears end up finding them in the playoffs again. I would expect it'd be a lot tougher, but still winnable. So, and what you're talking about is, I think most people look at Caleb right now as he's still just scratching the surface. Mm-hmm. There, you know, there's long stretches in games where he still, you know, is not seeing it as well as he's going to see it down the line. And his superpower, though, to me, outside of his the cannon arm that he has and his, you know, elusiveness, which is the Houdini act's been just phenomenal to watch, but it's his belief in himself. And he's, you know, been built for this since, you know, 11, 12 years old, his dad building the training facility for him. And, you know, he's lived this, and this is, you know, when he got here on his iPhone was his goals, which was to pass Tom Brady. Who puts that on their iPhone? You know, on my iPhone is something along the lines of, make sure you go to the bathroom today. This guy's talking about, you know, being better than the GOAT, and he's living into it, you know, as best he can. And he's, you know, he truly believes he's built for the moments. And as far as, you know, taking anything off the table again for what's possible this year, why would you do that? You have no idea what's possible.
The dude throws a dart to DJ in overtime, 46-yard touchdown to beat the Packers in the biggest Bears game in years. And he's standing there doing the Iceman pose. I'm like, this guy is calm, cool, collected in the big moments. He loves it. It was amazing to watch.
It was. Are we sure that that was the Iceman pose? I heard somebody say it was something else. I don't know what it was.
Well, he was asked about it after the Cleveland game, and I think there's a soccer player who kind of does the, I don't know, I'm just calling it the Iceman move. Whatever it was, he was just chilling out there, kind of just with a smile on his face.
Yeah, no, whatever it was. The dude put his hands in his pockets as the ball was sailing right through the air, just chilling out, watching it like a Kevin Powell drive, just standing there on the tee and admiring a beauty right down the middle. It's a different cat, man. This dude is he's different, and you know what I honestly what I loved most about everything that he did on Saturday night. The run around the stadium, high five, and the fans that, you know, yeah, they want to, you know, we want you to be a part of this. He's really, he's embraced Chicago. And, you know, from every time he ends a press conference, the Bears, and, you know, there's an attachment that he's building with the fan base here that's beautiful.
I was at Halas Hall last week, and I sort of just had an impromptu small talk situation with Caleb. He was eating some pumpkin pie. So, of course, I was like, all right, I got to. I got to ask him about it. I was like, hey, what are you eating there, Caleb? And he had some mini pumpkin pies, and he said his personal chef makes them. So he and I just started talking, not with the mic or anything rolling. And we just, I don't know, it was just an impromptu conversation with Caleb in the locker room. He was just chilling. And that came up. He was just like, you know, I'm so excited to do this for Chicago and for the fans. Like, he just said that. And I said back to him, I was like, dude, the city's buzzing right now. You've got the city rocking right now. And he just had a big smile. He loved it. He goes, I love Chicago. I love doing this and bringing the joy to fans. So he gets it. He's embracing the whole thing as an NFL quarterback. He's all in on it.
Yep. I love that you just share that interaction, because like the first time I ever saw him like out and about, which you rarely see these guys out and about, but I was at some burrito place in Lincolnshire, which is out, you know, by where they, you know, by Hallis Hall, yeah. And he's in there, and that's his rookie year. And like, you know, you see him, you kind of like stop, like, that's Caleb Williams. He's having dinner. This is a little bit of a moment. And I just kind of, you know, I gave him the nod, and he gave the great nod back, you know, just, it's like, oh, so you're not acting like, you know, this guy who's above being out to dinner and saying hello and just gives you a little, I think actually it was the claw that I got back from at the time. So it's like, you know, that will change at some point if the Bears, you know, go where everybody hopes the Bears are going to go, and you know the attention will become too much at some point. But it's not there yet, and hopefully that'll last a long, long time.
Has the claw been retired? I feel like we don't see the claw anymore.
Maybe it has. I think we should bring it back one more. I mean, why do we got to retire the claw at this point? It's still got a little bit of life left.
Yeah, bring the claw back. The Ben Johnson post-game videos have become like must-watch for fans. We're all waiting after the game to see the official Bears Twitter account post the good, better, best. And I've loved seeing that sort of evolve too, because even some of the players were like, yeah, we didn't really know what he was doing at first earlier in the season. And they're all embracing it. You know, it's just, there's so many different fun storylines about this season. But, and I actually, not to bring anybody down, because everybody's just still thrilled over the game Saturday, I didn't think Ben Johnson had a great game. I thought he got away from the run a little bit. Between the tackles, they were blowing up the Packers defense, and the penalties didn't help, and they were in second long and third and long. But the run game is their strength right now, Carm. And as much as you want to throw, and see Caleb make those big throws, that's great. I actually thought he kind of got away from the run game early on, and they really, you know, after that opening drive, and you know, when trick plays go wrong, they look terrible. When they go right, you look like a genius. I didn't think it was time for a trick play, but outside of that first drive, which was a beauty, the offense didn't really do much the rest of the game until the very end.
Yeah, the snap it between Cole Kmet's legs to Kyle Manungai on fourth and one. No one is ever going to say that was a good call. But you know, at the same time, it's like, listen, man, that wasn't Ben's best, and I will never want anyone else coaching the Bears other than Ben Johnson.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not.
It's not like a shot at Ben Johnson.
I don't know. For breaking down the whole game, the offense didn't have a great day, but it ended with an amazing throw from Caleb. And you mentioned the throw to Jadae Walker. When he first threw that, Carm, I thought it was 5 yards over his head. And for Caleb to make that perfect throw with a defender basically on him was unbelievable.
Yeah, and Ben talked about it too, that they gave him cover zero, which means they're bringing an extra rusher, so someone's running free out there. They did it on third down. He wasn't sure they were going to do it on fourth down. They did it on fourth down again. And so Caleb knew that in cover zero, the guy that's not going to be covered is going to be Jadae Walker. And so that just shows a guy who was coached up incredibly well during the week. Look, man, cover zero, you're getting Jadae, because if you go back and look at it, he throws it just as he's going into his break to the corner. I mean, he got rid of it because he had to pretty damn early there, threw it with anticipation. So he knows exactly what he's looking at. He makes the throw, and what an unbelievable catch by Jadae. That guy, very, very easy to root for, the undrafted guy out of Texas A&M who was the MVP of that locker room down there and, you know, was the training camp darling. And until that catch, you know, the greatest catch of the season was Jade in the end zone from Tyson in the final preseason game. I'll never forget it. Huge win in the preseason, KP. but this guy, you know, he had to wait his opportunity, stay ready, and he did.
Yeah, and Caleb talked about his relationship with Walker. Actually, he said Walker lived with him early on in the year just to give him a place to stay. So there is the relationship there, too. A couple of games.
Which is awesome,
which is,
by the way.
Yeah, very cool. And, you know, guys continue to step up. We talked about Cairo. I feel like some confidence was you know, fans feeling a little uneasy about Cairo maybe this year. He was a hero of the game. I mean, the way he cut that first field goal in, that was like playing a slice off the tee. And then he hits a draw in, and then he has the perfect onside kick. Cairo, that was huge. I mean, he made some big kicks for them Saturday night.
Yep. And the most likable guy going, you know, he had his first miss inside of 40 yards last week, and I see a bunch of Bears fans freaking out. And, you know, he doesn't have a big enough leg, and Jake Moody was here, and Moody in this miracle Bears year also hit a kick to win a game too. So now he's doing, you know, he's kicking for the Commanders. But look, Cairo has been money time and time and time again, the most accurate kicker in Bears history. This was probably his toughest day, and he came through it pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Go, Cairo, go.
Go, Cairo, go. Stepped up big. All right, two games to go, Carm. Sunday night at Frisco. Bears, I just checked the line, 2.5-point underdogs. Kind of about what you'd expect. Niners playing tonight, being the 22nd Monday Night Football. And look, there's a chance they see San Francisco again in the playoffs, maybe in the first round, depending on how these final two games go. So buckle up, because we're basically in playoff mode now the rest of the way.
Yep, they're going to see the Packers or the Niners again, you would think. So, hey, I don't think you hold anything back in trying to win the game, especially when you're trying to get home field and all of that. But they will have a huge rest edge here with San Francisco playing at Indy on Monday night.
Yeah.
Like, you're traveling overnight. They get back on Tuesday. That day is a wash, and then they're into it on Wednesday. Whereas the Bears have already had their recovery, and it's just how much that will matter, no one knows, but it is a big time edge run. It's a 2-day edge rest. Thank you very much. That's significant.
Yeah, definitely a storyline to watch. That's Mark Carman. You can watch him over at CHGO, one of the hosts there. You can hear him on WGN as well. Tell Greg Braggs I said hello. I saw a video of him jumping up and down. I think it was Hogue had video of Bragg screaming at the TV like seconds before he was angry, and then Caleb connects with D. It's an incredible video, and then watching you guys celebrate was a lot of fun. So, go Bears, buckle up. Going to be a fun finish, Carm. Thanks for jumping on.
KP, you're the best, and Braggs apologizes to everyone for yelling at Ben Johnson. That was uncalled for, and he'll never do that again.
It was great content. That's all that matters. All right, that is Mark Carman. Thanks again, Carm. We appreciate it.
KP, you're the best.
That is Mark Carman from CHGO. Follow him on social media at The Carm. You can watch his stuff over at CHGO, where they do great Bears coverage, and you can hear Carm here on WGN Radio as well. What a weekend. Bears beating the Packers in overtime, clinching a playoff spot with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers beating the Lions. So the Bears are in. Now it's comes down to seeding and locking up the division and all of that. So two more games to go. Bears at Frisco Sunday night. Thanks to Carm. Thanks to Ernie Skatton for his help producing the podcast. And thank you for listening. This is the WGN Radio Football Podcast.